Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to June. How did we get here so fast? I'm telling you. Anyways, I am so glad that you are here and, of course, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And joining me today is Gina Costigan. She's the Executive Vice President for Main Street Mortgage, located in Westlake. And of course, their phone number is 805-433-5842. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Main Street. We just had an incredible lineup that Gina put together of women in transition. And really, that just means that, like, life is one big transition. And really, it's all about how do you keep working through that. And as my dad always taught me, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. So let's welcome Gina. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I want to give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008. And for any of you that are either streaming us at kvta.com, or you can download our podcast and let us know you're there, that you're downloading it. You can scroll all the way to the bottom and give us a little rating and a little review, and share us. Don't keep us, because all of these great people that I have on my show are amazing, and they're just spreading the goodness in our world, the brighter side of life. And, of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. Happiness is really an inside job. Gina, you are always on the go. And, you know, talk to us about happiness is an inside job. How do you get happy, and what keeps you going every day?
Well, I mean, I think everybody has to have their why. And for me, there's been, you know, different whys throughout my career and throughout my time as and as an employee and daughter and so forth. But I think my why is the minute I step foot on the ground, is number one is my health. I have to make sure that I'm in a healthy mind frame in order to that I do take care of my household, and you know, my daughters do live with me. So I'm sure we have a nice roof over our head, and they've been a big part of my why as well. So being a single parent, you know, one foot in front of the other, I knew that I had to make everything work in order to run my household if I wanted to.
Right. That's awesome. And that's really what life's all about, you know, is life's going to happen to us, right? I mean, you know, you've gone through some things in your life, and, you know, and so have I, and so has the world, right? But it's really about really walking through it and lifting your head and learning from it. And, you know, and growing, correct?
Correct. And I think that's what makes me so passionate about working with transition and women in transition, men in transition, and how to navigate that. You know, good team of experts possibly could help you and make your life a little bit more easier if you have the knowledge. And knowledge is power, they say. So, you know, I'd like to spend time helping with that knowledge. And
there,
if I don't have it, I go out and get my resources that have it.
There you go. And who lifts you up? You know, because there's days, you know, that you wake up and you're like, you know, okay, I know you work out a lot. So, and I know you're coming up to a 5K, right?
Yes, I have the Love Run on Sunday, which I'm running for. My sponsor is, of course, Main Street Mortgage. But yes, we're doing that on Sunday, and I did it a couple years back, and it's just, it's a fun day, and it gives back to the community, and Meals on Wheels, and so forth.
That's awesome.
But But, you know, there's other things. Yes, I do enjoy working out. Traveling is something that definitely lifts me up. I love visiting other areas. I love traveling with my daughters. But I think in the long haul, and I think throughout my career and as a mother and just as someone that needed some advice, I think I'd have to attribute that to my dad. He's always been the one that's been my sounding board. And whether I wanted to listen or not, he's just that person that I could always go to, both my parents. But for some strong advice and good advice or advice in general, he's that person.
I have that too. You know, both of my parents were very positive and motivating and believed in me, just like I'm sure they believe in you. And that's really what it takes, right, is to have somebody know that you can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, definitely. And through the good times and through times that were tougher for me, and you know, they helped me, but they also, you know, did the same thing, you know, pull your bootstraps up, dust them off, and keep going.
There you
That's
go.
That's the way
I
we get
that.
Through it.
There you go. So let's talk about Main Street Mortgage Company. First of all, you know, you're the executive vice president. Talk to us a little bit about it. It's really more than a mortgage company. Can you share that with everybody?
Yes, and I've kind of been working on, we've been working on the website and changing that, and I came up with this with John a couple of weeks ago, that Main Street Mortgage is so much more than a mortgage company. Yes, we are, of course, your, you know, one-stop shop, mortgage shop with all types of loans, including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages. We work so much with, we spend a lot of time with first-time home buyers. John is the author of a book. He's my partner, Tom Millett. And he wrote a book for first-time home buyers. But when I say we're so much more than a mortgage company, it's just about that networking tool that we offer and that the resources. So when we have a client that does come to us and they need a CPA, I know one that I trust. So they need a financial planner, I'll give them that as well. Or they need a trust attorney, you know, I have that as well. So I think I have a really good core group of professionals in my network that I feel very confident in referring. So that's what makes us, I feel, more so much more than just a mortgage company. And also
You've
with the seminars
try.
That we do.
Yeah.
The seminars with, you know, women in transition. We do first-time homeowners, first-time home buyers, I should say. We're going to come up on a senior, working with seniors and then staying in your home. And how to, you know, basically stay in your home longer. And that would touch base with the reverse mortgage process. So there's many different ways that we can, you know, reach out to the community with different topics than just being, you know, come to us for your jumbo loan. That's
right.
What we do, but we do a lot more.
Gina, for first-time buyers, or if they haven't bought a home, I know John's book is incredible. Can we give out a couple of those right now? Let's do that.
Oh, of course.
Okay, great. Let's open up our phone lines at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to get that book in your hand. It will help you. And then also a phone call to Gina and John just to get them on your team is like huge. And also to learn their network, to learn their tribe. And let me just tell you, we just got done doing the transition in women, and I was a part of it. Thank you so much, Gina, and thank you for your whole Main Street Mortgage team. But there was incredible people there and so much knowledge. And so I also want to get you on our list so that we can invite you to be a part of these events. And so call in right now, again, 419-0008, or you can email us at kim@kpshow.org so that we can get you on and get you invited so that, again, you can learn all the things that are going on right now. Now, I know, Gina, rates are rising. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year we were a little spoiled, the last couple of years, you know, we saw the 2.75 30-year fix, and you know, that was fabulous, and we were able to do a lot more of the twos and the threes. But in the last year, rates have risen, and, you know, that we are in the fours and the fives and then sometimes in the sixes. And that is going to I think keep happening. I think we're going to see a few more rises. But, you know, what we really concentrate is on the payment, and we concentrate on the debt payment, and we concentrate on what agent you're working with, and maybe down the road in 6 months, let's get again and refinance if we can. So there's always options, and like I always tell my clients, you know, right now that payment's going to be high, but hopefully we can refinance you in the next couple of years, payments slow down. I used to sell 12% interest rate, 13, and then 21% second. So I think I've seen some of these rates. You know, if people really want it, they're going to buy it, that's for sure.
Right. And I don't even think, you know, it's really about just getting in the market, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's low inventory. So if you really want a house and you can afford that down payment and you know you can make that payment, you know, we're saying get in now. Don't wait. The words that I'm going to wait a little bit, see how the market turns out, that we're saying, hey, you know what, do it now, because we do not know what the market's going to do. We don't know if the prices are going to come down, if that's going to take a year or if that's going to take 2 years. But our suggestion to our clients is, you know, don't wait. Go ahead and get in now if you can get in.
Right. Time is of the essence, and it is going to go up higher, so you better get in now. Correct, right?
Yeah, and if you find something that you truly love, like I said, inventory is so low. You know, we've had first-time home buyers out there looking for 6 months, 8 months. We had one gal to look for a year. We finally got her something a few months ago. So you know what? If you find something and you have the means for the down payment, you got everything, you know, ready to go, we are here to help you and get you into that house. And if that's not exactly what you want, we can get it to refinance it maybe 6 months or to a year.
There you go. I love it. Let me ask you another question. You do a lot of networking. I'm like mostly with you at all these different things, but in connecting to individuals in the community. But it's really a blessing. Talk to us about networking and connecting in our community.
You know, I think that networking and being able to find some groups that you find that are really helpful to you and that you find, not just business-wise, but you just really make those connections. I've been a part of Women's Council of Realtors. I sat on the board with them for 3 years, and I love and learned so much from them in the community. I've also been an ambassador now probably for 6 years with the Greater Canal Valley Chamber, and that's allowed me to go to all the ribbon cuttings, and you get to meet the new businesses and the new business owners and actually see what's out in our community. I've learned about a lot of businesses I probably wouldn't have known about if I wasn't a ambassador. And I've also enjoyed a part of Eastman Network, Kim, and we're in that together. Mm-hmm. And that's just a really great group of women and a few men.
Right.
And it's all about networking, I feel. It's a great way to do it and meet individuals once a month. And, you know, networking is connections. And I'm so excited when someone calls me and says, hey, I need a really good trust attorney, or I need a good divorce attorney, or I need.
And now, what about, I know you kind of have a passion for working with widows and divorcees and women, and I mean, you know, obviously men too, but talk to us a little bit about your passion.
I am a divorced single parent. I've been divorced for quite some time, I think 2006, actually. With that said, I've learned a lot of things I shouldn't have done, meaning rented for too long, and then not saving the amount of money I needed to at the time I should have to buy a house with the proceeds that I was from house. So I look back at that, and I would have thought and had the resources and had some of the tools that I have now, I could have, you know, four condos versus, you know, one condo. So it's just knowing the right people, and, you know, once that's on and he was talking a lot. I mean, he really was the one who was giving me the guidance to buy a house. You know, Gina, you really need to look into it. He's giving it to me. Finally, the girl that I was running from, I'd been there for 3 years. She had needed, you know, wanted her home back. She was going through a divorce and was coming back to take home. That was the first time. So it happened twice. And after the second time, I said, okay. And it was really different. So I just went through these different cycles, and I was ready. So I bought again in 2018, and I just became back to me full swing. The whole, do
Gina,
yes.
You're getting a little staticky, and I want to make sure our listeners really get this.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better. Okay.
So when I was able to buy in 2018 and have that full homeownership feeling, I now know what John has been, you know, preaching again to me is homeownership is a sacred trust. We've had such a good, healthy experience in my home that, you know, I know that being a homeowner again has been a huge part of my success too at Main Street Mortgage.
That's wonderful. So give out your phone number again, first of all, to everyone.
Okay, it's 805-433-5.
No, you're getting staticky again. Gosh.
Okay.
Are you there?
Let's see. I'm here. Let me see if I can do something else. I don't know why this is staticky.
The last thing I really want to talk to you about, let's give out, I'll actually give out your phone number, 805-433-5842. And of course, we're talking with Gina Costigan. She's the Executive Vice President of Main Street Mortgage, located in Westlake Village. And she can totally help you with any of your needs, of buying, refinancing, anything that, even if you're just thinking about it, get all of that stuff in order. The last thing I want to talk to you about is home prices and the inventory.
Yeah, because I'm here.
Okay.
Hopefully
yeah,
you can
good.
Hear me better.
I can.
So home prices and the prices of homes. Right now, they still to be on, the rise, and they are going with offers, well over the sales price. And, that's going to probably be the trend, I would say, for the remainder of this year. John and I talk about it quite often, but we are seeing offers get accepted faster. We're not seeing as many offers. So that's, that's something that is shifting as well. But, these houses are going over asking price, a lot of them. So showing a strong sign in market and in the economy, for that. However, probably by the end of the year, we may see a shift in that. So we'll just, have to wait and see. But
right.
We'll see where, rates end up as well. So it's all kind of relative. But, our purchases that are coming in, we're doing a lot of purchase calls. And a lot of our clients are getting in the home. So, just people are willing. If that's a home they really want and they've been shopping, they're going to get, for the most part,
motivated
over asking price.
Yeah, they're definitely motivated. So, the biggest thing, that I really want to wrap up with is, what I think sets you most apart, and of course you, John, and of course, your team, is that you guys have developed a dream team, correct?
Oh, I'd like to say most definitely we have the dream team.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone that is with us and in our office have been in the industry for a long time. 30 plus years, 34 years, 29 years. Diana's 14 years. Everyone, Nathan's 20 years. You have a lot of longevity. I always say I look around, I have over 200. Eddie's 30. I have over 200 plus years of experience in just my office alone. So normally there's not a question that won't get answered.
That's awesome.
That's always
That's
a good
awesome.
News.
Well, I love sharing what you guys do, and you're helping so many in the community, and I just really want to get that word out to everyone. So again, Gina Costigan. And of course, John is the CEO and owner of Main Street Mortgage. And call them. Call them even if you have a question or you want to compare something to them. And of course, that number is 805-433-5842. Gina, any last words?
No, thank you, Kim, for having me. And it's always a pleasure. And I look forward to hearing. Even if you have a question, if you like a book, anything, or if you want to hear about our seminars or any questions you have at all or need a referral in the community, please give me a call. And Kim said
that.
My number, but I'll say it again. 805-433-5842. Thank you.
There you go. Dina, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Kim. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're going to take a really quick, short break. But when we come back, I have Amy Newmark, Chicken Soup for the Soul, her newest book. She always likes to visit us when we're going to just put out a new book. And it is Your 10 Keys to Happiness. I wonder how that got on my show. That's what we talk about here, The Brighter Side of Life. If you are interested in getting one of Main Street Mortgage books on first-time buyers, some tips and tricks of really getting your loan and buying your house, your biggest investment of your life, call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Again, my next guest is Amy Newmark, and her newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. And of course, Amy Newmark is the best-selling author, editor-in-chief, and publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series since 2008. And she has published more than 182 new books. Most of them are national bestsellers in the U.S. and Canada, and more than doubling
the number of Chicken Soup for the Soul titles in print today. She is also the author of Simply Happy, a Crash Course in Chicken Soup for the Soul, advice and wisdom that is filled with easy to implement practical tips for enjoying a better life. Let's welcome Amy. Amy, are you there?
I sure am. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited about this new book. It, you know, it's like the synthesis of everything I've learned in the last 14 years that I've been doing this job.
I love it. How did you get into this job? Let's talk about that. We never talked about that. And I love when you come on. So thank you for being here.
Oh, well, thank you. I got into this job in such a weird way because I was always in business, finance, Wall Street. I had been an analyst at a Wall Street firm. I had run a hedge fund. I had been a corporate executive. I was on the board of directors of a lot of different public companies. But then my husband was looking for something new to do, and a friend of mine introduced us to someone who knew the Chicken Soup for the Soul folks, and we discovered that they wanted to sell. This was back in 2007. So my husband could see, because he's very visionary, that he could turn Chicken Soup for the Soul into a big media company, which he has done. Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment is a very big company now in television and films and streaming and everything. And I looked at it and said, wow, I've never realized it before, but I am a book publisher at heart. I never knew it. So we bought the company in 2008 at the worst time in the world. It was the terrible recession that we had. Borders bookstores were going out of business. Barnes & Noble was shutting down stores. Shelf space for books was shrinking. It was just a terrible time. That's when we bought the company. But we made it, and now we're thriving. And, you know, it's more than a job. I'm not a religious person, but some people have said to me, it's like I have a ministry, because what we do with these books is so good for people.
Right. Wow. That's beautiful. So talk to us about this newest book, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. And I know that you have 101 real life stories that will show you how to improve your life. I mean, so when you're looking for stories, you have thousands and thousands of people that write in, correct?
Yes. So it takes a lot to get into one of our books. We usually have thousands of submissions for each book, and we only publish 101 stories.
Is that always the number, 101?
It's always, yeah, it's like 100 and then one more just to, I don't know why, it's just a tradition that we have.
Okay,
like
I wanted
to grow on.
There was like a rhythm behind that, or you know, story behind that. Okay, so
yeah.
And I know I always ask you this: what does it take to get into your book?
We look for stories where people are revealing milestones in their lives, epiphanies that they've had. Basically, a story that you would want to sit down and tell a friend who needed advice about a certain thing, or who, I don't know, was planning her daughter's wedding, and you had already planned your wedding. And so we have all these different topics. So if somebody's interested in weddings, they can get our book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Here Comes the Bride. If they are looking for something to comfort somebody after a loss, and there sure has been a lot of that, they could get Chicken Soup for the Soul, you know, grieving and healing. I mean, there's a lot of, we cover a lot of different topics. We do a lot of self-help. And what I love about self-help books like Your 10 Keys to Happiness is that you don't have to do everything that's in the book. You could just pick one thing out of, you know, 1,000 possibilities that came to mind reading the book. And if you just do that one thing, it's going to improve your life in a really noticeable way. And these 10 keys to happiness that I've identified are the ones that I live by, that I've been taught by reading tens of thousands of Chicken Soup for the Soul stories. So I'm presenting to the readers, here are the 10 keys that have worked for me, that I have learned from the 14 years I've been doing this job and the tens of thousands of stories. Try them out. Try just one of them and see what it does for you, because I know these work and they're really easy to implement.
I like that. You tend to, you know, I've talked to you for several years now throughout all your books, and you tend to be a pretty positive person. But what happens you know, we all have those days that we don't feel 100%. How do you pick yourself up?
Well, I've really come to understand that everybody has troubles. And so when something happens to me, I don't feel sorry for myself. I remember when my mother died 5 years ago, I just said to myself, well, it's my turn now, mm-hmm. you know, to lose my mother, because millions of other people are losing their mothers this year. And when I was diagnosed with cancer, I just said, okay, now it's my turn to have cancer, because I've read all these stories from people who have prevailed mm-hmm. over all kinds of challenges, way worse than any challenges that I face. I also know there's always a silver lining. It's always there. And what I like to do is the moment something bad happens, I immediately think, I wonder what the silver lining is going to be for this one. Because it always
right. What am
up.
I going to learn from this, right? You know,
yeah,
I love
what,
that. Yeah.
What
What's
good
my
thing
lesson?
Will happen? Yeah. I mean, I think one thing I've learned, and this I learned from Chicken Soup for the Soul stories, is the power of just plastering a smile onto your face. No matter mm-hmm. what kind of day you're having, you walk into a room, you walk into a store with a smile on your face, it instantly changes the dynamic and it changes how people react to you and interact with you. And just by putting that smile on, even if you feel like crying, you will end up having a better experience.
I love that. It really is a language that everybody understands, correct?
Yeah, and we do. We react so much to how people treat us. You know, it's like a ping pong table. It bounces back.
Yeah.
So a smile, I say, is like a boomerang, right? You throw a smile out there, it will come back to you.
I love that. So how did you come up with your 10 keys to happiness?
So I'm a really analytical person. You know, I was that Wall Street analyst and all the corporate executive and all that. And so I actually sat down and thought really hard about this and made a list and came up with these 10 items. And some of these are just really powerful and life-changing. And then some of them are more like helping your daily quality of life. Like one of the chapters has 10 stories about making me time. And that's not going to change your life drastically, but it sure is going to improve the quality of your life. And then some of these are really life-changing. Like I have a chapter of stories about how you can liberate yourself by using the power of forgiveness. And this is something I learned in this job. I always thought forgiveness, that word forgiveness, meant that you were saying that whatever wrong was done to you, oh, it wasn't so bad, don't worry about it. But that's not what forgiveness means. Forgiveness just means that you're acknowledging the bad thing that was done, but you've decided to stop reacting to it over and over again. Because you can intellectually know that person wronged me 5 years ago, but you don't have to keep feeling the hurt, feeling the negative energy from it. You can just put it in the past, which is where it happened, and not bring that negative energy with you into the present or even into your future. So the book is a mix of daily habits that will make your life better and big things like learning how to use forgiveness.
I mean, you know, it is, it's not really forgiving the other person. It's letting it go, right? Going, okay, another thing that happened, but I'm not going to let it rule my life, correct?
Yeah, like there's a woman who wrote a great story that I put in the book. Her name's Lynn Sunday. She was divorced, and it was years since the divorce, and she was still talking all the time about how awful her ex-husband was. And finally, her best friend said to her, you might as well still be married to the man. You take him with you wherever you go. And Lynn just had this epiphany. She said, oh my God, I've made this prison myself and stuck myself inside it. He is in my past. He's not bothering me anymore. I look at it like you've got this heavy cloak that you're wearing and you've sewn onto this cloak every bad thing that ever caused you disappointment or hurt or resentment. And you just say, wait a minute, that cloak is behind me in the past. I'm going to shrug it off my shoulders. I'm going to walk forward light and free. And you're not condoning what the person did. You're just saying, I'm not letting that person in my head anymore.
Love that. I love that. And you know, that is so many people. I mean, you know, it might, the character might change, but that is so many people. They keep that story with them all the time.
So I love that is, you know, like, you know, you might have either stayed married or stayed in the situation because you are bringing it back every day that you think about it. So let it go. I love that. Let's just go through some of the 10 keys. I know count your blessings. That was a big one, right?
Yeah, because if you can't recognize all the abundance in your life and you're just focusing on what you lack, you really can't be happy. And it's very easy to start a gratitude practice. Just write down 3 things a day you're grateful for that happened during that day. It really changes your outlook because you start looking for the 3 things you're going to write down each night before you go to bed. Another key to happiness besides forgiveness, which is my number 2 key to happiness, my 3rd one is to help someone else, because when you help somebody, you elevate yourself and you really feel so much more empowered and you feel like your life is so much richer. Right. Another one, and this is one of these contributing to your daily quality of life, is have less stuff.
Anyone, you know, absolutely. You know, when you have less clutter in your life, it's just so much easier. So I love that.
It's like a psychic weight. Think positive. We talked about already.
Right.
Make me time.
We talked about.
We have a contributor from Chatsworth, Christine Byron, who wrote about how she started putting fake appointments in her calendar, and those became what she called her lily pads. You know how a frog like jumps onto a lily pad and takes a little
rest? Oh, I love that.
So she put lily pads in her calendar. Another key to happiness, and I think this is super important, is to step outside your comfort zone. Keep doing new things, even if they're a little bit scary.
Mm-hmm.
Another key to happiness is be yourself. Be more of you. Don't try to be somebody else. Just embrace who you are. Take the best of you and do more of that. Another one is to pursue your passion. So even if your passion isn't at your job, so you're going to do your job from 9 to 5 every day, but do your passion outside of your job, but find time in the week to do what you're passionate about. And then number 10, and I think we've all become so much more aware of the value of this because of the pandemic,
Absolutely.
Get outside in nature.
Oh my God. I was really like, I love that, but now I even love it more. And I make sure that I'm outside looking at my flowers and looking at, you know, my garden and all that stuff. I love that. I'm glad you put that on your list. Let me ask you this. The last one is, I noticed that you have a little introduction at the beginning of each chapter. Talk to us briefly about that, and then we'll just find out where we get your book.
Okay. So I wanted to give the readers a guided tour because I really feel like this book is like my gift to our readers. Because I put together everything I learned for the readers. And so I did something unusual in this book. I actually meet them at the beginning of each chapter, and it's 10 keys, 10 chapters. I meet them at the beginning, tell them what they're going to read, explain a little bit more about the key. So it's just my way of trying to be more involved as people absorb and digest the information in this book. And where can you get it? Walmart, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you like to get your book.
And for my listeners, I have some books on hand that Amy gave me. And so call in right now and get your copy, 805-419-0008. Amy Newmark, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for what you're contributing into our world, and stay well and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Kim.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Kim, we can't do a break.
Okay.
It's not even close. Okay. So let's just carry into the next one.
And do you have Grace already on?
Yes, she is.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Our next guest is Grace Fox. And of course, we're talking about her book, Keeping Hope Alive. Grace, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kim. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about who you are, why you wrote your book, and you know, you are a global worker, an international speaker at women's events, and a podcaster, and your passion is to really put the dot between the faith and real life, and I love that because you know, we talk about this all the time on my show. Life happens to us, okay? It's like, how do we work through it, correct?
Right. Life happens and so many things happen that are so far out of our control, right? It can be very difficult. So I approach life from the basis of my faith. And I think, you know, I really have to work hard sometimes at, I say, connecting the dots between faith and real life, especially when the hard times hit. I live on a boat, and that kind of sets me apart a little bit, I think. I live on a boat in Vancouver, British Columbia. And it's very beautiful. And there's a lot of life lessons that have come with living on a boat. So,
what is one life lesson? What is one life lesson?
Yeah, one of them, I think, would be that when we're out on the water, and I grew up in the plains of southern Alberta, so on the prairies. I am not by nature really comfortable out there on the open water, but my husband grew up as a sailor. And so we've got this 48-foot boat that we live on. And when we go out in the water and the wind starts blowing and the waves start crashing around me, I just want to hang on and scream really loud. but my husband is at the helm, and I look at his face, and I think, if he's cool and calm and relaxed, then I don't need to be afraid. And that's kind of how I look at life when really hard things happen. From the basis of my faith, I think, you know what? The Bible tells me that I don't need to be afraid because God is with me. And if I look at my circumstances that are crashing around me, I get scared. But when I keep my mind focused on that promise that God is with me, that's what keeps me calm. Mm. You know, that's what calms
my heart.
I love
that. That is really calming. You know, what's interesting? My husband grew up on the water too. And one of the things, and we had a boat too, and one of the things was he said, you need to respect the ocean. And I was like, what? What do you mean respect the ocean? And when we were out there, you learn to respect the ocean. There is a whole, you know, it's like, that's God's like tools, you know? And so we have no, you don't have any control over what's going on, you know?
That's right. And you have to be ready for it. Like, you have to be wise, right?
Kind of like life. You have to be ready for what God's going to put on your plate and what you're going to learn from it. Because I really think, you know, he's kind of got our life planned out for us, correct?
We like to think we're in control, yeah. Here's what I learned the hard way, too. Again, back to the boat lesson. I just really believe that stuff happens, right? I think you and I are on the same level as that. Just thinking
same boat.
How hard things come.
We're on the same
boat. Yeah, we're on the same boat. Yeah.
There you go.
So we know that hard stuff happens, and it'll come at us, and probably when we least expect it. That's what usually happens. But I learned the hard way. One of the first times we took the boat out, because we live on it, I have a few knickknacks sitting around. Not a lot, but you know, I have a couple of little fake plants in little pots, you know, from IKEA, and I've got my basket where I've got fruit in one basket sitting on a shelf and that type of thing. I have a toaster that sits out because we're living on it. But when we go out onto this water and the waves start or the wind starts and the boat starts rocking, those types of things that aren't put away properly, well, they could be a projectile that'll fly across the boat and they'll get hurt, they'll get smashed, or some person is going to get hurt if those things really go flying. And so I didn't understand all that when we went out the first time. And, you know, things started shifting. And
you went out, you have to rearrange everything, lock the refrigerator, it's a whole procedure. And if we learn to do that in life, we would be, you know, maybe better set, but we wouldn't be able to predict what's going to happen, right?
Yeah. Like I understand how things are going to come our way. And again, like I said, like when we least expect it, but we need to be ready for those things. Just like I had to learn to be ready for the waves and the winds by putting things away ahead of time, storing them, stashing them, tying them down so that we wouldn't have accidents inside the boat. And we
right.
need to be prepared for those hard times
in
that
life.
Are prone to come.
So put that in life terms. What do you teach?
Okay. So one of the things that I do in real practical, because again, I approach it from the basis of my faith, is I will have Bible verses that are very meaningful to me, like really good promises. One simple one that a lot of people might be familiar with is Psalm 23:1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if I can keep that in my head as I go throughout life, I go, the Lord is my shepherd. So that when I run into a situation that's hard, like if that promise is true, then I'm not going to be in want of wisdom to face a tough situation that calls for wisdom. Or if I face a tough situation that calls for peace, I will not be in want of peace when I remember that the Lord is my shepherd and he takes care of me. He's with me. He a good shepherd doesn't abandon his sheep. So,
interesting.
He's not going to abandon me. And if I can remember that promise, so I'll write promises out on recipe cards or I'll just put them where I can see them often. And so when those hard times come, they're right there. I can go back to those promises and hang on to them. That's one way that I prepare for the wind and the waves that I know are going to come.
I love it. And how do we find out more about you, Grace, and your books? How do you write so many books? How long does it take you to write a book?
Oh, boy. It depends. The fastest I've ever written a book like this little one, this one that we're talking from today, is Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in a Storm. So like 90 daily meditations. I wrote the precursor to that one in 20 days, which was for
good
me a miracle.
For you. Good for you. Where do we get your book, Grace?
They are available anywhere Christian books are sold, or Barnes & Nobles as well. So like for sure they're on Amazon. So Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. And if people want an autographed copy, they can just go to my website and order one there. It's gracefox.com.
Thank you so much, Grace, for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Will you download our podcast and share it with everybody?
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right. Okay. We're going to actually just roll right into our next guest. And we're going to talk a little bit about why long-term weight loss is so hard to achieve and the possible effects of packing those pounds back on. And, of course, we have Dr. Vafa Chayani is here to talk to us a little bit about some of the surgeries. They're like, I'm just interested that they're not as big as we used to think, lap band surgery. Let's welcome him. For our listeners that are just now waking up, starting your day, we're talking about why losing weight is difficult for many people. It is more challenging to keep that off. And, of course, going through COVID, I think everybody has a little bit extra. So, again, let's welcome Dr. Chayani. Talk to us and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation. I am a bariatric or weight loss surgeon living outside of Chicago and practicing in Chicago metropolitan area.
And so how hard is it to have one of those surgeries and talk to us? Like, everybody that can't lose weight thinks about that for a moment, but it's not for everybody, is it?
Well, surgery is certainly not for everybody, but it's also not fair to combine all of the operations and put them in one basket. When people think about weight loss operation, they might know somebody who has had an operation, but they're not sure exactly which operation they had. So the spectrum is pretty wide. For instance, the lowest intensity, least invasive weight loss operation is lap band surgery, something that patients tolerate very well, can be done in an outpatient setting. And from there, we go to much higher intensity operations. And at the other extreme, we have operations like gastric bypass and duodenal switch, which are procedures that come with rearrangement of intestinal tract and permanent alteration of our anatomy. So I think we have to be careful with referring to weight loss surgery as one unit. There are different operations, and each one of those operations deserve their own description of how they work and what they do for the patients.
Wow, that's a big difference than what I was thinking, because I'm glad that you put it in those terms, because there are. So one surgery could actually be done out of an outpatient?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for that clarification right there. So when is it time to consider surgery?
So I think most of us would like to think that our patients have exhausted simple measures like diet and exercise and maybe diet pills. Now, for people who have 10, 15, maybe 20 pounds to lose, those measures are totally appropriate because they can actually accomplish 10, 15, 20 pounds with diet and exercise. By the time a person has 50, 75 or 100 pounds to lose, it becomes very, very difficult to accomplish that with diet and exercise alone. That's when we will encourage patients to have a heart-to-heart with their doctors, ask about various options, and educate themselves about the full spectrum, including a very well-tolerated operation like lap band surgery.
And how long has lap band been around?
Lap band surgery was FDA approved in 2001. Many surgeons, including myself, did our first lap band operation right around that time. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have undergone safe and effective lap band surgery. When I say effective, I'm talking about long-term effective. It's an operation that helps patients have control over their portion sizes while getting rid of their hunger. Again, it can be done in outpatient setting with quick recovery and return to work. And thankfully, the vast majority of insurance companies around the country cover lap band surgery for appropriate patients.
Wow. Let me ask you, okay. I mean, since this is this is what you do every single day, are we eating too much? Are we not exercising enough? Not going to the bathroom enough? What is it that's actually causing our body down and not lose weight?
You know, I have to apologize. Your sound was breaking up and I didn't hear the exact question. So if you don't mind, repeat that question.
No, thank you. So my question is it that we're not getting enough exercise? Is it that we're eating too much? Is it that we're not going to the bathroom enough? What is it when our body doesn't normally work? What is the cause, even for the person with 10 or 15 pounds?
So I think it's a combination of everything that you just said. We all know that obesity is a multifactorial condition. There are genetics and metabolism issues that we don't have control over. What we do have control over is the amount of calories we consume and the amount of calories that we burn when we're active. So I think for anyone who struggles with weight, they have to work towards a combination of two things: reducing unnecessary calories, for instance, drinking soda pop or a large amount of alcohol or high calorie coffee products. That's what I refer to as unnecessary calories. I don't want my patients to deprive themselves from breakfast, lunch, or dinner, but I want them to get rid of unnecessary calories. At the same time, we want our patients to be as active as they can be. Now, during the 8 hours of work, many of us don't have that option. Many of us are sitting at our desk for 8 hours and we can't change jobs that easily. What we can do is, when we're not working, be a little more active, counting our steps, making sure we reach that threshold of around 10,000 steps in a day. So the combination of reducing the calories and increasing the activity is a great answer to the ongoing epidemic of obesity.
Wow. That's amazing, and that everybody can really relate to that. And of course, the yo-yo diet. I mean, I've had so many guests, and everybody knows about a yo-yo diet, but what are the risks to the body when we're doing that?
Well, yo-yo diet refers to the process of starting a diet program with a lot of excitement and enthusiasm, sticking with it for a good few days, maybe a couple of weeks, and then realizing that the constant feeling of deprivation is not an easy thing to cope with. When that happens, typically we fall off the wagon, we start going back to our old habits, and unfortunately, we will gain all of those good weights that we lost back and some. When people go through that a couple of times or more, our bodies don't appreciate that, our physiology doesn't appreciate it. And most importantly, our state of mind doesn't like it. What happens is we start thinking about ourselves with a sense of failure and defeat. And that's when most people say, you know, I've got to do something a little more permanent, something a little different than this yo-yo diet. And that's when patients often come to the office and exploring their options.
Wow, I love that. Dr. Vafa Shahani, where do we find out more information? And thank you so much for what you've talked about. I think it's really interesting and taking the time here on my show, The Brighter Side of Life.
It's my pleasure. A great place to for individuals to educate themselves is website lapband.com. Patients can go on lapband.com and learn about the operation, find out if they qualify for surgery, and find out which surgeons in their community offer the operation so they can make an appointment and go for a consultation. Again, lapband.com, a great place to start.
Perfect. Thank you again, and be well. Thank you.
Thank you again for having me.
You got to take care. Thank you so much for all of you listening to amazing guests here. And of course, if you haven't called in about your book, please do right now, 419-0008. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness, positive mind, positive vibes, positive life. Let's do that together. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. It might seem crazy.